name is Benjamin Pazero, and I am a software developer on the Visual Studio Online Monaco team. In this video, I would like to show you how you can easily debug your Node.js application using Node Inspector. I'm sitting here in front of my website, which is a very simple Node.js Express application. To show you what this application is about, let's first just run it. I go to the Run button here. Once clicked, I see the output window showing up, telling me the URL of my server. And opening it will show me the Hello World Express. Okay, to enable debugging with Node Inspector, we have to do some configuration in our website to actually instruct the website to use Node Inspector for debugging. For this, all you need to do is create a file called iisnode.yml. And the only contents it has is debugging enabled colon true. This will tell the server once it restarts to install Node Inspector and leverage it for debugging. So we have to restart our server now, and we can do this by pressing the Run button just again. Once this is done, we can use a new URL for debugging. This URL takes the existing URL of your website. You add the entry point to your application, which in our case is app.js, and then you just add debug. When this is loaded, you will see the familiar Node Inspector web UI showing up in your browser for you to debug your application. Let's take a simple example and debug the entry route, which is being hit whenever you open the website. So I can go to scripts, see my scripts here, scroll a little bit down to this index.js route, and add a breakpoint here. Now, whenever I refresh the page, I should actually hit this breakpoint. As you can see, the breakpoint is hit, and you have the usual debugging features of Node Inspector to actually inspect your elements or step through the code. Once you are done debugging, it's recommended to set this flag back to false, and then as soon as you need it again, you can enable it. One interesting detail, the Node Inspector is actually being installed into your workspace. In future versions, we might change this. So for now, the best advice is to just add this folder to your gitignore file. And then just leave the folder as is and ignore it for now. That's it. We would like to hear back some feedback from you from our feedback form. Thank you and bye.